Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above. This is an extremely special episode because we're using this with WSDS to create an episode of Psychic Medium Tony G, one of my TV shows. So I'm going to ask you guys to please be very patient today. There might be some technical glitches, and that's all good. We've asked Kevin to iron those out for us, and hopefully any technical things will be ironed out. But right now we're going to run the intro for Psychic Medium Tony G, and then I'll be taking callers. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony G. I'm so grateful to be here today with you, and I'm so grateful to be able to merge these two venues. I am going to be taking callers. If you get through today, please remember my switchboard is always completely full. But if you do get through today, please remember to have your question ready or your connection ready. I'll say your 3-digit area code. You just tell me where you're from and what your name is. Please speak clearly because there's a lot of technology involved today. And please have your phone to your mouth. Please don't use a speakerphone or any other device that might make it a little bit more difficult for me to hear you or understand what you're saying. The very first caller is 646. Hello, 646. How are you doing today?
Thank you. How are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely my pleasure. Where are you calling from today? What's your name?
Okay, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi. Hello, New York.
Hello.
Hey. Yes. So what?
Spring weather. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's finally spring. Yay.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Spring is here in New York City.
Yay. It's starting to be here. We still have big mountains of snow here in Wisconsin, but a lot of fun. I see grass. It's not green, but I see it. That's what counts, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Love. I'm
okay.
Good. Let's see your question today. What would you like to know today?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to give you a validation. I talked to you about 6 months ago, and I told you I do customer service, and I was looking for a job. I didn't get the job yet, but you gave me some insight on myself on what to do when handling customers, you told me some of the customers are going to be irate and not to pay any attention. And I've been doing it, and it works. And it's so funny when someone becomes irate, I think about you. I believe it or not, your face comes to mind. I'm like, you know what? Let me just pull back a little bit because they're not mad with me. They're mad at the situation. So I want to validate you on that, and thank you for telling me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's nice to get a validation.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so my next question today, now, today is, what is it? It is March 19th. So where I am right now, I need to move. I paid a realtor fee to help me find a new place. So far, it's only been a day or two, and I'm still looking on my own. So I just wanted to see if you see anything going to turn around soon for me in that area, looking for a place to stay.
Yeah, okay, so the first thing I'm getting is April. I feel like you actually are going to find this place, and I feel like even more so going to come through word of mouth. So maybe somebody you know, family, friend, acquaintance, is going to tell you about a place. Anything you hear about places, even I feel like it's going to be word of mouth, but if you're driving by someplace and you see something, make sure you write down the number and double back to check it out. I feel like all of March is going to be, or what's left of March, is going to be a little bit frustrating, and you're going to feel like you're stuck through March, so let's clear that now. Ooh, that hit me in the chest. And I feel like as you hit April, the moment, and I cannot even joke about this, the moment you hit April, you are going to fly. It's like a bird who is a baby bird who is stuck in a nest just looking at all the other birds flying, going, why can't I fly? Why can't I fly? Why am I stuck here? Then all of a sudden, April, the universe is going to push you out of your nest, and you are going to fly.
Okay.
And everything is going to come in very quickly. Everything. It's going to start coming in extremely quickly, so you have to be very prepared to move very quickly, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds good because I have to get out of where I am now.
One other message that I'm getting for you that's really important, have your ducks in a row. Like when they say you need to be ready to move quickly, they're saying like, have your paperwork that you're going to need in order. Have your references in order. I feel like April is going to be the month that pushes you forward, not only in your living situation, but in your work situation. At work, and this is really important, at work, keep on doing what you're doing. Be calm. Be patient. Somebody's watching you, and it will pay off in a very good way. I see somebody has eyes on you, and those eyes watching you in a negative way, but in a positive way, you're going to get some sort of positive reassurance within a month or by the month's end, okay?
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny that you said that. I don't know because I'm intuitive myself, and I keep seeing a vision of a new position. It's at the same company, but it's a new position, and I don't know. I'm actually going to stay calm, so hopefully I do get position, but I feel something coming up.
There's going to be an opportunity for that, and there's going to be two opportunities for positions outside of your company. You just stay positive. You stay in that right mind. You let yourself go to work every day knowing you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and everything will fall into place. Okay, love?
Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you so much. And I will call back to let you know what's going on.
I love that. Thank you so much. I can't wait for that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about one of my books before I go to the next caller. Channeled Messages from Above is one of my favorite books, and these are poems that have been channeled from above to help us evolve and understand this plane a little bit more. It is available on Amazon.com. Just to like give myself a little push, because I don't promote myself well enough, I've been told, and I'm trying to do better at that. So let's go to the next caller, who is 917. Hello, 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, hello? Tony. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing? Can you hear me? My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hi, Chip. Another New Yorker. I love this. We're all about the East Coast. So you are on the Psychic Medium, Tony G. What's your question, love?
So my question is, did you just have any messages from spirit or from the other side? Just a reference to me changing my job / career. I've been looking only theoretically in my mind, but not actually looking. So I've just been trying to tap in for some intuition on which way to go, or the right place, the right time, or hearing something, an opportunity. So I'm just doing the work, 15 minutes before I go to sleep, 15 minutes during the day, a little meditation, trying to tap in the spirit. Do you have any messages for me in regard to that, or just in general? Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, so first, let's focus in on your work. And, you know, the one thing that, okay, we're not going to focus in on your work, apparently. I thought we were, but they're telling me no. The one thing that they are saying is that turn your 15 minutes into 30 minutes and you will have much better results. Start with a 10-minute letting all your thoughts come up and getting rid of them. And then the next 20 minutes, forget about your body and move into your mind, but not into your mind, your thinking mind, but the mind. I want to explain this appropriately and not too woo-woo for everybody, but let your mind that connects to God, to the all that is. So don't think about your mind as it would be said, but when you go to that place, just either say softly, like take a breath in and say the word love, and exhale and say the word God. Breathe a couple more times, and then if your mind wanders, do that again. But most importantly, listen to the messages that they're going to give you when you do this. So the most important message for you today is turn your 15 into 30, and then spend a minimum of 20 doing that soft breath work with those two words. Okay, love?
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for calling in today. Call back and let me know how that works for you, okay?
Sure. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are going to go directly to the next caller and the next caller. In a second, we will go to the next caller. Here we go. The next caller is 775. Hello, 775. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Good afternoon, Tony. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
On the 14th, I had a terrible fall, and I almost broke my ankle. I'm off work for a week, but I'm going to ask my doctor for another week off. But the real reason I called Tony is because I applied online for a great job for dental insurance call center. It's been a couple of weeks, so I know sometimes no news is good news, but do you see me changing jobs within the next couple months or weeks?
So first I need to tell you our connection is really staticky. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to turn your phone off so that static doesn't come through on the line here. So keep listening, Wendy. I'm going to tell you that I do see you getting another position. You have to be very diligent, and you have to work very, the word is diligently, to get that position. Okay, I'm sorry about your accident, and I hope you feel better very soon. Okay, so again, folks, when you're calling in, please have your phone on your ear, so to say, so that we have a really clear connection and I can understand everything that you're saying. I'm going to go directly to 860. Hello, 860. Well, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Amla. How are you? Happy almost spring.
How are you? I'm good. It's so wonderful to hear from you.
Being here.
So, I love talking to you. It's so beautiful. I love your voice.
I love you. Thank you so much. If you keep complimenting me, I'm going to memorize your number and put you at the top every time. So I'm joking. What's going on? What do you need today?
Okay, so I'm really excited. Okay, so I just am so in love with this guy, and it's beaming. It's going all over the place, and I haven't told him because I think men need to be just shown, and telling them doesn't make it that. I don't know. Okay, so let me get to my question. I guess, do you see him and I in a committed relationship? This person is absolutely amazing.
Okay, so here's what I want to tell you. You have to go very slow, and you have to play a little bit not so eager and not so available, okay?
Yes.
With us as women is we have all these feelings first, and we just want to talk about them. We want to tell the guy, oh, my God, I love you so much. I have made that mistake. I have.
Yes.
Because look at relationships like businesses. They look at them more pragmatically. They're not head over heels, especially at our age. Maybe when we were 18, it was all goo-goo gaga with the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now they're more reserved. They watch and see how unfold. And guys fall in love almost by accident now. They're not planning it. Trust me, a guy at this point in the game realizes they can be single. They're okay with that. They look at their foot and wash their own clothes, and the rest is history. So you need to decide. First, I want you to stop asking if he wants you. I want you to look.
Okay.
I know you think this guy is amazing now, and everything is about him is amazing, because, you know, that's how we get in the beginning of something. We're like, oh, my God. We don't see their flaws. So, because we're so busy, because we're so enamored with him. What I need you to do is step back and really look at who this guy really is. And then I want you to ask, is this what I really want? And more importantly, they are telling me, when you talk to him, when you meet with him, you need to be the counselor. You need to ask those open-ended questions, let you really know who he is and where he's coming from.
Okay.
You need to get to know you before you give him any more of your, like, truth about how you feel about him. He knows you like him. You're out with him. Okay? Guys have no self-esteem issues. I'm just saying. They don't. They're not like us. Not like, does he like my hair? Is this outfit okay? They show up and they're like, this is good food, and that's literally what they've been thinking through the whole day. This is good food.
Yeah.
I like this beer. This was good wine. I think I'll order this wine again. They're not going, does she like me? Am I saying the right thing? That's our job, apparently. So what I want to tell you, when you are talking with him, I want you to have that same perspective. Look at it as, in this moment, I'm having a good time. In this moment, everything is okay. Ask those open-ended questions, and then really just allow him to unfold his true self to you. Okay, love?
Right.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, where this goes, there's two people involved. Any two people can make anything work as long as both of them are ready, willing, and able to do the work. I am going to tell you, it's going to get a little complicated for you, because at the end of March and then again in the and again, let me repeat that one more time. At the end of March and then again at the beginning of April, you have new men coming into your life. Whether you keep these men as friends, or go on dates with them, that's your choice. Now, until somebody gives you a solid commitment, like, we're exclusively dating, date.
Yes.
Somebody says, listen,
We are this.
Okay.
And I will tell you this. Do you know why men love their Super Bowl rings? Because not everybody gets one, and they have to work really, really hard for it. So you have to let them work really, really hard for you. They know you like them. You showed up for the date. Now let them show you what they have to offer instead of being willing to say, I'll take whatever you're putting on the table.
Right. Right. So I put Tony. So basically, between March, which is the end of March, and April, I'll have some choices. But pretty much, I think I know intuitively, I know myself. I'm going to know. These are just maybe filler in people to maybe make my decision wisely and totally like go with my heart and know what I want. That's why they're coming in, probably. Right.
I say it all. Yes and no. Yes. Men know, like men are never thinking this is the one, only woman until they've really invested that time and energy in us and know we're a solid, stable person. Now, women, we see the man we know right away, and then we can't see any other man fitting the mold. What they're saying for you is, when these men come in, it's for a couple of different reasons. The first reason being to show you there are other men out there that are really fantastic and really very interested in you. Okay?
Okay.
So don't feel like this is it, and if this doesn't work, that's it. Sometimes when we have a really nice sauce on the back burner, the front burner doesn't seem like the all that is, and then they have to work a little bit harder to get us. It's what we need to get that front burner burning a little bit hotter. Does that make sense to you?
Completely.
That's a beautiful way to definitely just put that.
It does.
And
you know what the lesson is? The beautiful lesson is that, you knowing you deserve and the value. And I think that's why this is all unfolding the way it is. I know who I am, and I know my value of the woman that I and the man that I deserve. So there you go. That's beautiful.
And we can't let that, oh, my God, this guy is perfect thing get in the way of really looking. Because in the beginning when we meet a guy and there's that chemistry, we do think they're perfect. But then, like, 6 months later, we're going, where did Mr. Perfect go?
I know. Well, you know what, Tony, though? The funny thing is, you predicted this the last May I met this guy. And it has been I had a private reading with you. It's the same person, but his energy has completely changed. I have not seen him since December of 2018. I have not seen him since before winter officially began. Here it is, spring tomorrow. So it's just fascinating. His energy is completely shifted, completely. I could be excited, behind closed doors, but I want to keep myself coy, as you call it.
Right.
Be cool.
Right.
Be coy. Just let it be and let it unfold.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for that second confirmation of the show. This guy is going to be in and out for a while. If you want to the long game, you can play the long game, but I also want to tell you there are going to be other people coming in, so please make sure you're paying attention. Wealth is in the picture, okay, sweetie?
I will. Thank you so, so much, and God bless. Thank you.
God bless, Amla. Have an amazing day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, this show is going so perfect so far. I'm so excited. I have the greatest cameraman and the greatest editors that are making all of this come together beautifully. Thank you, Rich, Rob, and Scott. I love you guys so much. Okay, we're going to go to 239 next. Hello, 239. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm calling from Florida, and my name's Lana.
Lana, that's a beautiful name. How can I help you today, Lana?
Thank you. I want to know if you see any travel in my future, either foreign or domestic.
Actually, as soon as you said that, I heard both. I feel like you are going to be going overseas. You're going to be going, they're saying home. So wherever, I don't know what that means to you, but I'm hearing home. And then I feel like, Lana, I have to ask a silly question because I'm hearing this, and I just want to get a confirmation. Do you know if you're going to be coming into some money soon?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, keep your eyes and it's open. I feel like
you're
coming into a little extra money, and it will make your travel just a little bit more comfortable. And they're saying there's a possibility or the potential for up to three trips coming in.
Three?
One of them is foreign, one of them is domestic, and then the last one you can decide on your own where you want to go with what they love.
Wow. That's wonderful. I'd like to travel. I've been thinking about it. I'd like to do more traveling. And
I do want to tell you are going to find some really good deals, and I feel like you will be traveling with someone else or other folks. This is not going to be a solo venture, okay?
No, I definitely don't want a solo.
Yeah.
that's a no.
And I do feel like these trips are going to happen over the next year to a year and a half. And you have to plan them strategically. Don't get overwhelmed by any of the details. Let other people also help you plan. I know we can be the type of people that sometimes we need to know everything and kind of try to micromanage that. But they are saying, don't worry about it. Everything's going to fall into place exactly the way it's supposed to. And when you go with other people on a vacation, it's about everybody's experiences. So make sure everybody is 2 cents in and you're really all in on the journey, okay?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Excellent.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I'll let you know. I'll call back.
Please call me.
Okay, you see foreign first? Is that what you said?
I think you're going to go someplace. The way it looks right now, and you can change this if you'd like to, the foreign one will be the second or the last one. There's going to be someplace you go domestically or more, you know, within the area first. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay.
Have an amazing day for the day. Thank you.
All right. You too.
Okay. That is amazing. So I want to thank everybody for listening in and watching in on Psychic Medium Tony G. This was our first multimedia, multi-technical show, and I'm really excited for the way it turned out. I'm here once a month doing this show, so we will be back. I will post it. If you did not get through today, you can call in Monday to my show Messages from Above. Call in Monday at noon. I'll be happy to get you through then. Now, I do this show, Psychic Medium Tony G, once a month, and please tune in to WSI past episodes of this and create a life you love. I want to thank you again for tuning in today.